SBS en français. Partagez nos rubriques sur Facebook.
Le sommet inaugural des femmes africaines de la diaspora était réuni à Melbourne du 26 au 27 juin. Ce sommet réunissait de nombreux délégués venus des quatre coins de la planète. Il avait pour objectif d'examiner les voies et moyens de promouvoir la femme africaine de la diaspora, véritable pilier de la famille et de la société. Trois thèmes étaient au sommaire des discussions, à savoir la santé, la sécurité financière et le leadership. Ce sommet est le fruit de plusieurs mois de travail acharné par la docteure Mimi Claudine Gumchi-Watts, chercheuse en santé publique à l'Université de Victoria à Melbourne. La docteure Gumchi-Watts dit avoir lancé ce projet après avoir constaté l'absence d'un effort concerté pour rassembler les femmes africaines de la diaspora.
I did not see the multitude of African women in spaces together. Now and again you heard a voice here, you heard a voice there. And this was about how do we do something that we bring those voices together from African continent, from Europe, from America, from Australia. How do we bring these women together? Because we know that together we are always a stronger voice. And I felt like, let's do something. But when I consulted with lots of people, especially women, the key stakeholders, they thought, what a fantastic idea. The challenge for us was getting the sponsorship. But it's been a lot of groundwork for the volunteers. I've had a fantastic committee. If you look at the booklet, go online and look at Inaugural African Diaspora Women's Summit, look at our organizing committee, and especially our youth group, they've been very instrumental in pulling this together.
Ce sommet a bénéficié notamment du soutien de l'Union africaine, du gouvernement du Victoria et de l'Université du Victoria. Parmi les délégués, de nombreux universitaires africains établis en Australie étaient présents à l'ouverture également du sommet. Bruce Atkinson, le président de la Haute Chambre du Parlement de Victoria. Bruce Atkinson se félicite qu'un tel sommet qui honore le rôle de la femme dans la société ait pu enfin avoir lieu.
I think that it's a wonderful step forward by the African community. I've actually been to a number of conferences that have been held in recent weeks or months, but this one I think is very significant, bringing together the women, particularly from the African communities, to discuss a range of issues and to look at opportunities to advance the community, to support young people, to support women, I think to address issues such as unemployment and housing affordability. I think this is a very significant summit. It's drawn speakers from interstate and overseas, and what a marvelous effort has been put in by Dr. Mimi Watts in convening this seminar with the support of Victoria University.
Pour illustrer le rôle prépondérant de la femme africaine, le président de la Haute Chambre du Victoria a évoqué l'exemple d'une femme qui a mis sur pied à Melbourne une équipe de basket et d'autres projets visant à aider des jeunes Australiens d'origine africaine et de les ramener sur la bonne voie après qu'ils dérapé.
Yeah, the one that inspires me the most in that respect is by Selba, who has developed a basketball team, the Black Rhinos, that is involving young African men who have, in some cases, misbehaved in the community. They have lost their way, lost some direction. She's actually bringing them back into a program that they find rewarding. It gives them self-esteem, builds teamwork and discipline, but also shows them that this our community can be inclusive, is inclusive, and that they have some significant opportunities. I mean, Selba is just extraordinary. She also works in the justice system as a volunteer, ensuring that young African men who the courts might not necessarily understand their background, their story, and Selba ensures that the courts are more understanding and appreciative of what might have led them astray, and ensuring that they can be turned around and lead very productive lives, as I'm sure they can.
Mis à part l'exemple de ces jeunes qui ont quelque peu déraillé, il y a aussi une jeunesse africaine qui brille par ses compétences. Il y avait notamment au sommet des femmes africaines de la diaspora une jeune africaine du nom d'Amanda Green, étudiante à l'Université de la Trobe à Melbourne, qui vient de lancer une organisation qui a pour but d'éduquer les jeunes africains d'Australie et les Australiens en général sur les réalités du continent africain, a commencé par porter à leur attention que contrairement à l'idée répandue en Australie, l'Afrique n'est pas un pays. L'Afrique, c'est un continent qui compte plus d'une cinquantaine de pays.
I had this urge and I started an organization at La Trobe University where I'm about to finish my studies called A Look into African Society. And basically what I wanted to achieve by starting this organization was to educate people. Not only educate my fellow Australians, but educate fellow Africans as well. Me coming from Zimbabwe, I must say, Africa is a big continent. I didn't know everything. You know, if you asked me about Nigerians, I'd be like, you know, those Nigerian movies, Nollywood sort of things. But did I really know the culture? Did I really know the Hausa tribe that most of them are Muslim? No, I didn't know all these things. I had to learn them too. So it was a two-way street where we were educating each other within the African continent and also opening a space that was open for other people to come in and learn about Africa.
Était également présent au sommet des femmes africaines de la diaspora, Madame Catherine Cummins, mère de Marie Birnong. Marie Birnong est une région qui comprend Footscray, un quartier qui abrite de nombreux commerces africains et où réside également une large communauté africaine. Footscray est ainsi aussi connu sous le nom de Africa Town. La mère de Marie Birnong se réjouit de la présence de nombreux Africains et surtout de l'ingéniosité de ces Africains dans sa circonscription. Au passage, la mère Catherine Cummins fustige une certaine presse qui tend à caricaturer l'image des Africains en Australie.
One of the issues has been is the way that the media talks about the African community, rather seeing that all the positives that we have with the African community, the hard-working business people I see in Footscray, small business owners, and all the university students that I actually see walking through Footscray to go to Victoria University. So the larger African community that is being educated, that is working hard with their businesses, that they're contributing to the wonderful Australian society, I feel that that's sometimes lost in the broad media.
Ce sommet a aussi mis l'accent sur le rôle de la jeunesse en tant que leader de demain. Dès lors, les organisateurs avaient tenu à impliquer des jeunes dans toutes les phases de conception du projet afin non seulement de les responsabiliser, mais aussi de les préparer à prendre la relève.
One of the things that you see this summit is at this level was it was designed to be a mentoring event right from the ground. Therefore, from the design phase, the youth were part of the design of it. They were part of the structures of it. So it was not something that we got to a certain point and said, oh, maybe we need youth here. No, they were there from the beginning. So there was that ownership of it. And I think when you own something and you're given the liberties to make decisions, and you can see here, they've been given the liberties to make decisions. That's why they're emceeing the event. The committee voted them to emcee the event. I did not select them. They were voted because people realize that if we don't support them, if we don't give them agency, who else is going to do it? We have to start. We have to show them the example. But I think the most important thing was the youth felt empowered because they felt that this was their own space and they were given the opportunity to not just talk about it, but to lead it.